let us now go to, from TSN, Mr. Gord Miller. Gord.
23 minutes that was. Holy cow, eh?
Appreciate you hanging in there.
No problem.
So what do you make of this?
Well, I mean, look, everyone there wants to talk about the PK deal, and that makes perfect sense. You know, Mitch, you and I have had this conversation before. I think that PK Subban is beloved in Montreal, and I think that he is a larger-than-life figure in Montreal, but I think that might obscure who he really is as a player. And unfortunately, it's hard for some people to separate the two. And ultimately, the Canadians separated the two and decided they were better off without him.
Well, okay, you're hitting on something important, but there's another aspect to what you're hitting on, right? And that is the person, the player, and the teammate. And there seems to be this belief that he's not a good teammate.
Well, I don't believe that. I think PK is a very good teammate. I think the problem with PK is he takes up a lot of air. He takes up a lot of space. And maybe the amount of attention he gets is not commensurate with his ability. I think PK Subban is a very good defenseman. The question I would ask people is, and you know, I was on with you when the World Cup roster was announced, and people in Montreal were outraged that PK Subban wasn't named to the team. But the problem is, outside Montreal, not many people disagreed with it. Is PK Subban one of the 15 best defensemen in the NHL?
Oh, I think he's one of the... I think if you don't think he's among the top 10, I want to know who's squeezing him out. I want to know who you have 6 through 10 instead of PK.
Well,
he's not top 5.
So the selectors for the Canadian World Cup team had 7 players ahead of him.
Yeah, I get that because they won the last time and Shea Weber is a given, but I believe, and maybe we'll have a disagreement on this, but I believe that PK Subban is a better player than Shea Weber. Not necessarily anything else, but a better player. I think he's capable of doing more.
I don't agree with you.
That's fine. I didn't expect you to, but explain.
There's 230 defensemen in the NHL, roughly, you know, give or take, and PK is probably in that range of 15 to 20. But for
15 to 20.
People, for most hockey people, he's not in the top dozen defensemen in the NHL. He's not better than Chris Letang.
Oh, he's better than Chris Letang, Gord.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Oh, come on.
He doesn't move the puck like Letang. In today's NHL, where you have to move the puck quickly and accurately, he's not as good as Chris Letang. There's not a general manager in the NHL who would take PK Subban over Chris Letang as player. Now, Letang's had some health issues, and you have to mitigate that. But also, you got to remember, it's a cap league. At $9 million, that's a tough nut.
We're,
and I'm not being critical of PK Subban.
You just dropped him out of the top 10 of NHL defensemen. Huh?
They love him as a person.
No, they also love him as a player. I think they love him as a player
maybe
more.
Maybe they love him too much as a player.
I'm kind of shocked by what you're saying. Some of what you're saying. If you know, we can have a disagreement on whether he's better than Shea Weber, and maybe most people around the National Hockey League, and you talk to more of them than I do, believe that Shea Weber is better than PK Subban. We can have a disagreement on that.
But I've talked to defensemen. I've talked to 4 management people in the last 2 hours.
Well, clearly
they all
one.
Think this is a great deal for Montreal.
Clearly, one of them wasn't David Poile, right?
No, and I think David has other issues with his team that he needs to address, And I think it might be a deal that works out well for both teams, but you're getting a guy in Shea Weber who's 30 years old. I mean, he's not past his prime. He's got more goals by 40 than any defenseman over the last half a dozen years. He's got the most feared shot in the league.
Yes.
And he's a beast.
But only one...
People are terrified of Shea Weber.
Terrified of his shot or terrified physically?
Terrified physically of him.
The only defenseman in the NHL over the last, I don't know if it's 4 years or 5 years, who has more points than PK is Erik Karlsson. I would think that a lot of that comes from moving the puck.
I'm not as big a points guy as some, but I mean, the fact is that if you're asking me who's got a better first pass, it's Chris Letang.
Let me just go through that again. Number one, most points by a defenseman in the NHL, 2012-13 through this past year. Erik Karlsson, 236. PK Subban, 202. Keith Yandel, 182. Chris Letang, 181. Shea Weber, 180.
So you're saying Keith Yandel's better than Chris Letang?
No. In fact, I was just getting to a point that you made with Letang's health issues. He has played by far less games than the other guys that I mentioned. because of injuries. I love Chris Letang, but I'd rather have PK Subban. And maybe if I saw Chris Letang every shift, every night, I'd feel as you do. But
I think Mitch, to be fair, you got to remove yourself from Montreal. You got to take yourself out of Montreal, and ask people outside the city what they think.
I think that one of the issues here in Montreal was that the people who run the hockey side of things never fully embraced PK Subban.
No question about it. No question about it. And the bridge contract to PK Subban backfired on them badly. And there's no doubt that if PK Subban was in year four, I guess it would be, of a $5 million a year contract, you'd love him. But he's not. There's only 73 beans to go around, and he's getting 9 of them.
Do you believe that, I guess we'll be able, somebody will be able to throw the question to Mark Bergeron. I don't know what he's going to say to it at 6:15 when he meets the media in Brossard, and of course we'll carry that live. Shea Weber's salary cap hit is $7.8 million. PK is over $9 million. With that saving, that they will go out and get what they really need and have needed for a while, whether it's an offensive, explosive offensive player down the middle or up front at this point, I don't think matters as much. They need offense. They just got goals, but they need finishers up front.
Yep, there's no question they do. And they need puck movers in the back end. They don't move the puck very well. Now now I'm going to make the argument against myself, but Roman Josi is Nashville's best defenseman.
I think anybody who watched Nashville last year would agree. If you watch Nashville,
that doesn't mean Shea Weber's a bad defenseman. It means Roman Josi might be one of the 5 best defensemen in the NHL.
So imagine PK Subban playing with him instead of an aging, slow Andre Markov.
Right. Hey, listen. I mean, maybe it works out for them. It'd be great. I mean, and I think PK will flourish in a market like Nashville. He might need, it might be better for him to have a little less spotlight.
So just if I can, a couple quotes from Subban right now, conference call only available in Nashville. Subban, quote, "I'm just happy to be in a situation where I can excel and feel good about myself coming to the rink every day." And Subban also says he feels a whole lot closer to winning a Stanley Cup after today's trade.
Probably true. Nashville's a good team. Yeah. Tough division. Like, I mean, brutal division. But
with something you said about PK, it'll be better to be away from this kind of fishbowl. Yeah. Nashville's smaller. There's not as much going on in this.
Yeah, but on an average off day in Nashville, you might have 2 reporters at the rink.
Not anymore.
Oh, no, it'll be the same. I mean, it'll be, you'll have the beat writers, but the TV stations aren't there every day. It's not 2 languages. It's not, Canada. It's not all that, It won't be. I mean, Phil Kessel in Pittsburgh was hardly bothered.
What kind of year do you think Shea Weber has in Montreal?
He scores 12 to 15 goals, runs the power play. Hopefully, for his sake, plays, 22 to 23 minutes a night, which is what he should do. And, brings a level of intimidation. He's not an outstanding skater, never was, but that shot from the point is low, hard, and accurate. He doesn't miss high.
And to be fair, as someone who believes Subban's a better player than Weber, that has been an issue for PK on the power play.
Right. So, and I'm not being down on PK Subban.
You said he's not one of the top 15 defensemen in the NHL. That's shocking.
I mean, he's bad.
It's shocking. Bad. No, but he is one of the best 15 defensemen in the NHL. Come on.
I don't believe he is, and I think most NHL management would agree with me.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
So then, why was everybody trying to get him? Why would
you think everyone was?
Well, why would Peter Chiarelli, I believe it was Chiarelli, who, by the way, has now traded Tyler Seguin and Taylor Hall.
Yeah, Taylor and Tyler, way to go.
But, as an aside here, was there similar criticism to Taylor Hall in Edmonton as there was about PK here?
No. I think the difference there was they're so bad on defense. I mean, they are so bad on defense that they needed to give up one of their core pieces to get somebody. They were so desperate, Mitch, to get a defenseman. They had to give up one of the core pieces.
So when Peter Chiarelli says openly, is just hyperbole when he says there aren't, he's a true number one defenseman. There are only 12 or 13 of them around the National Hockey League. You don't believe that, though?
With about PK?
Yeah. Or are we splitting hairs here?
I think he's being generous. So 12 or 13, I mean, we're in the same range. I mean,
well, who would you group PK with among NHL defensemen?
Trying to think.
Yeah, I know you.
I mean, I
rosters
I,
in front of him, you.
I mean, he's an A-minus defenseman for me. He's a very high risk player, a very high risk player.
I think one of the issues has been his partner, and I'm not blaming Markov. I blame the coaching staff for that. I blame the coaching staff for not getting the most out of PK Subban. I believe that in a season that was obviously heading south in a hurry, he recognized that and tried to do way too much on his own. And a lot of those glaring mistakes that ended up in goals in the back of his net of games that really in the big picture didn't mean anything because it was a lost year, I think that threw a bigger spotlight on those errors than there really should be.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think he also, you know, at key times made mistakes that really hurt his team. And that was before things were going sideways. I mean, let's go back to the 2014 Olympic team when he was an extra defenseman. I mean, was that whose fault was that?
Well, they just wanted that right-left breakdown. I mean, Jay Bomeister, you're not going to tell me Jay Bomeister. Don't tell me Jay Bomeister is a better player than PK Subban. Oh, come on, Gord.
He was at one time. He's probably not now.
Yeah, he's not. He's not.
But 2 years ago, was he?
Didn't he win the Norris? When was that, 3 years ago?
PK did win the Norris, although, you know, you can quibble with the voting and everything else. But still, I mean, I think that it would be really good for PK to just go play hockey for a while.
And I think based on some of the quotes coming out of the conference call, do you have access to the conference call right now, Jay Farrar? Are we going to be able to hear PK?
I'm listening in on ESPN Nashville Radio, and they are going to play the conference call a little bit after 5 p.m. their time, 6 p.m. our time.
All right, so just before Bergeron, we got to wrap it up. Final thoughts, Gord Miller, so we can get some PK on, and then Mark Bergeron.
Okay, so I'll give you just off the, you know, I just sort of sketched this out. I mean, Erik Karlsson, Drew Doughty, Brent Burns, Roman Josi, Mark Giordano, Shea Weber, Alex Petrangelo, Chris Letang, Jake Muzzin, Mark Edward Vlasic, Oliver Ekman Larson, Nick Jalmerson, Victor Hedman. That's, I think, 14 defensemen.
Yeah, I'll take PK over several of those.
Okay, and that's fair. But remember that outside the Montreal city limits...
I understand.
Right? So I'm just trying to... I'm not being down on PK. I'm just trying to be objective. I'm the coldly rational person.
Not today you aren't. Thanks, Gord.
My pleasure, guys.
Greatly appreciate it for helping us out on this rather historic day.